Hello, this is Donnie Smith with Collision Blast Quick Tips, and in this podcast, I'm going to talk about going back to school, because it's that time of year, believe it or not, it seemed to go by fast, but it is time for school. Summer's over, and I know this is many students' first time to ever attend a college or a collision repair program, and some of the students is going to be, you know, returning. So I welcome all the students, and it's always exciting to see the new talents that come into the programs. And, you know, it's an exciting time. You know, it's a big switch, a big transition going from, you know, high school to college. I got a little tip that I want to give you. You know, if you are going to be attending a college for the first time or even returning, and this could even apply in a job, and that is that you're never too good at doing something, and you never know everything. So always be open to listen to suggestions. I'm not saying that you have to accept everything, but you always need to listen, and you need to try your absolute best at everything you do. I mean, if it's something that you're doing over and over, your instructor's having you do it, and you think it's ridiculous, and you just don't know why you have to do it over, you know, perhaps maybe you're doing welding, and you already passed a weld, and you can pass that weld, you know, every third time. Well, you know, that's not good enough. If you are welding a panel on a car, you don't want every third weld to be a good quality weld. You want every one of them to be. And it does take repetition in this trade, as with many other trades. And so I want you to think of going into this industry or this training, thinking of it like baseball, you know, because whenever you start playing baseball as a little league, they teach you how to throw the ball, they teach you how to catch it and bat, and that's what you practice. And you go up a league, and you're still practicing the same thing, even in high school. I mean, you're learning how to throw a ball, you learn how to catch a ball, how to bat, run the bases. I mean, you learn some additional things, but it's basically the same fundamentals. And I want you to think of collision repair like that, because it is all about the fundamentals, and that's what the industry is wanting. They are wanting students that are really got their fundamentals down. And just like baseball, even the major league. You know, I went to a Ranger game this year, and sure enough, you know, that's what they did when they was warming up. They was throwing the ball to each other, you know, catching it. First baseman was throwing it to the infield. The outfield was throwing to each other. And, you know, that's just that's what they do. They do the exact same thing for their entire career. And I challenge you to face this the same way. You know, face each weld, you know, each dent, you know, like it's, the most important project that you're doing at the time, and do your absolute best. Now, other than that, I don't want to go on and on that, but I do want to tell you about a contest that we're having on collisionblast.com, and it is for collision repair instructors and students. And if you are a collision repair instructor or student, I invite you to go to collisionblast.com and click on the contest tab. And there, you know, it's not open yet, but it will be soon, you know, be a contest. And CP Tools, Chicago Pneumatic Tools, 3M, Sears, Motor Guard are going to be, you know, providing some prizes for the winner. And also, in addition to the winner, whether it's a student or instructor, there's also going to be some prizes for the school that the instructor or student attends at or teaches. So this is a win-win, and, you know, you can win some prizes. There's some pretty nice prizes, so I encourage you to go to there, to collisionblast.com, click on the contest page, and kind of follow it for a little bit, and kind of watch it as the details unfold. And it will be soon. It'll be open to register. All it takes is your name and email address, and, you know, that's all it takes. To get in, you know, and then some winners will be randomly selected, and there's going to be a panel of judges to make the final selection of winners. So I encourage you to do that and tell your students, or if you're an instructor, you can enter as well. So that pretty well wraps this podcast up, and I'll talk to you next time.